7,441. That's how many books have been written thus far on positive thinking, and the number keeps rising. I was asked one time, should I spend more effort increasing my positive thoughts or reducing my negative thoughts? It's a great question. What do you think? I suggest to you, hands down, no contest, reduce your negative thoughts. You know, I think the positive thinking, that's what's kept us moving at a snail's pace with this industry. It's not what it's cracked up to be. It hasn't delivered what we hoped it would, and here's why. Studies from Georgetown and Harvard determined that negativity is 4 to 7 times more powerful than positive thinking. Now, if I tell you that your shoes, oh, those are beautiful. Ah, lovely hair. Love your smile. You have a glow about you. I'm glad to see you. And then I say, so, have you gained weight?
What the?
Now, which one of those comments are you going to remember and ponder and ponder some more and ponder some more? The negative one. Another statistic reveals that the spoken word is roughly 10 times more powerful than the unspoken word. So, you guessed it, a spoken negative comment can be 40 times more powerful than a positive thought. Ooh. How about them apples? You change your world around you when you change your thinking. And the most powerful flip that you can make is with your negative thoughts. Here's where you start. Start by noticing what you say out loud. Oh, I could never do that. I'm having a bad hair day. Ick. I'm too old. I'm too young. I'm not schooled enough. I can't help myself. That's just who I am. That's impossible. I shoulda, coulda, woulda. Just my luck. These seemingly benign statements are toxic snakes. They do more harm to your forward movement than you know. I tell you what, each time you catch yourself blurting a negative comment, know that there's an underlying thought to that comment. Flip that thought. Eliminate it or replace it. Curb your complaining or your blaming or your belittling. Take control. Do life more on purpose. Change your life experience by catching and flipping your thoughts. Now, to be clear, positive thinking, it's a good thing. It's a wonderful thing, but it is no match to the power of negativity. Our efforts to think positive, well, that's kind of like taking sugar and sprinkling it on a cow patty. Sorry I had to leave you with that lovely image, but you know, negative images, they can be quite positive. Hey, this is your buddy Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my family to yours. Now, let's go make this day count.